900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, final Wednesday of June, the 29th day of this month, 64 degrees and sunshine, a beautiful start to the day, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by City of Emporia Lead 4th of July Fireworks Pyrotechnician Bernie Toso. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. You make that sound huge.
Well, I should say Lead, the only pyrotechnician that we have here. Well, good to have you, Bernie. How you doing?
Doing great. Got some poles set yesterday. All our fence posts are in, so looking forward to a great Sunday morning.
Yeah,
keeping our fingers crossed there.
Looking for a dry Sunday morning. And, Bernie, obviously you're alluding to setup, correct?
Yeah, that's the first phase of setup, to go up and kind of get the field set out, you know, get your spacing, and, you know, we try and get it angled towards the Welch grandstands, you know, so that's the prime viewing place, so everybody has a good view. We actually moved the field a little bit further forward this year, so it should make for a better viewing pleasure, I hope.
Bernie, let's talk about, I guess, maybe your overall setup. You know, we're talking about this to a degree, but what have you already gotten kind of set up right now? And then talk a little bit about how Sunday is going to be for you if everything works out weather-wise.
Well, we start things off actually before January when I order all my product. Basically, we have a standing order of all our mortar shells because we have so much equipment, you know. So we order that amount. About the only thing that changes throughout the years is the number of cakes that we get. Now, this year we might be short maybe 4 or 5 cakes. Don't really think it'll be noticeable in the show. You know, shipping happens to be a problem, yeah. As with anything. It doesn't matter if it's grocery goods or whatever. There is a container of a lot of cakes floating out there on the water somewhere. It hasn't made it to land yet.
Unsure, so, right? Yeah.
We'll have plenty of cakes next year, I bet.
I bet, huh?
So, anyhow, we start off with getting the field set. We will start off on Sunday morning. We'll take everybody out for breakfast, have a good meal, so they have plenty of energy because it takes a while. We've got a lot of things to get done. We clean out all our tubes, get everything set in place, and we'll have a couple little safety classes, and then we'll start going out in the field, loading the tubes up with the mortars, and wiring the stuff up. We have upgraded our system a little bit this year, and should make things maybe a little bit faster for us.
Emporia 4th of July Fireworks Pyrotechnician Bernie Toso on our Primetime Newsmaker 724. There's a lot that goes into this, and you're mentioning we've got to get things set up. We've got mortars to get in the tubes. So how many volunteers do you have helping you? Because this is basically you and some volunteers that are taking care of this, correct?
You know, and I am so lucky to have the volunteers that I get to step forward. Of course, we're all aging out a little bit, if you will. We're all getting a little bit older. But I've got a great crew of generally somewhere around 30 people, all local businessmen, a lot of construction guys, electricians. You know, I can name them all, but I don't want to name any because I don't want to leave somebody out that's very important. I also have one person traveling from Dallas, Texas here to come help us. I've got a guy and his son coming in from La Crosse, Kansas, and I have a guy and his grandson coming in from Leavenworth. So we should have a pretty good crew this year.
Well, and that speaks to how much work that goes into setting this up before the show even starts. So you mentioned setting posts yesterday and then all the work that goes into this on Sunday morning. So how many tubes do you have to fill, Bernie?
We have 303-inch mortars. We have 196 fours, We have 195s.
Now, by fours and fives, those are four-shot, five-shot?
No, okay, those inches, are inch okay. in diameter. We have 26-shot or 6-inch shots. We have 8 or 12 8-inch shots. And last year, we were able to add 3 of the 10-inch shells, which are huge. And so we have that same amount this year. So I'm going to say close to 900 altogether. So that takes 900 squibs to wire that whole show. So a squib is an electronic igniter that goes into a board. So that takes a while to get everything.
Sure. Yeah, so you had a squib update this year?
We did. A squib update, if you will. I was able to acquire some stuff before Mr. McInerney left, kind of a parting gift for him. He allowed us to purchase an upgrade for our panels that allowed us to use quick plugs. So just feature, if you got a speaker wire, a lot of people have seen speaker wires. Yeah. You got two wires that come out. Well, they're always twisted together in the box. So you have to untwist them, pull them apart, bend them over, and then stick them into speaker connections. This year, we were able to upgrade about 600 ports to a quick plug, which is a molded plastic device that'll plug into a receiver in the panel. So that'll eliminate a lot of time there, I'm hoping. We'll keep our fingers crossed for this one.
All right, the fireworks show is coming up this Sunday, campus of Emporia State University. Grounds open at the university for tailgating at 7. Again, just relaying to you, alcohol, glass containers, and personal fireworks, they are prohibited on the grounds of Emporia State. So where exactly will you be set up, Bernie?
We will be north of I-35, and that area will be blocked off. There will be officers out there making sure nobody can get over there because it is a volatile area, if you will, especially up around where the fireworks are. So if you're a normal walker, jogger, bicyclist that wants to go up and ride the trails, please try and stay away that day because we got a lot of stuff going on up there, and we don't need anybody to get injured.
And the show tentatively set to begin, 9:45, 10 o'clock?
9:45 is our goal. It's generally dark enough by then. Hopefully the show's going to last, depending on how fast I push buttons, sometime between 20 and 30 minutes.
Well, Bernie, you're the lead guy on this, and people remember when this was, you were with the Flint Hills Optimist Club, that group, that great organization, handled this for many years, and now basically it's you that's kind of running the show here.
Yeah, me and a great group of volunteers, we kind of take it on, and it's community service to the community to bring this to town. It's a lot of fun. We all have fun and enjoy it, or we wouldn't be doing it, of course, but it's a lot of work goes into 20 minutes of enjoyment, and if anybody's got a good video camera, video this thing for me and send it to me, because I never get to watch it.
You're pushing the buttons, right?
Especially the finale. I did have a couple people send me some finale photos last year. It was amazing. I'm too busy looking at a keyboard to look up at the fireworks.
Well, and let's talk about that. This is a City of Emporia fireworks show. So the City of Emporia pays for the fireworks. So what does a show of this magnitude cost?
We're right around the $21,000, $22,000 area, and I want to ask all the Emporia residents to please go out and support our firework tents. That's where those monies come from. No tax dollars are spent on this. It is a self-revenue-generating show, so you don't have to worry about us blowing up your dollars out there. It's all, well, in a
nice
sense,
point,
because we'll be doing it because you're buying fireworks from the tents, and please do that.
You mentioned here about your squibs, but did you have any issues with fireworks deliveries here, given all the supply chain issues that we've seen in other parts of the economy recently?
I order my stuff early enough. We kind of have that standing order. I did get a large volume of cakes. However, there were a few that I was shorted, and that's because they're out in a container somewhere, didn't quite make it. So I'm not the only one out. There's lots of other shows that I'm sure didn't get near what I received because, I'm a long-term customer for this company. I think this is around my 18th year I've been doing this. And So they kind of take care of me a little bit.
So how many years you have left as our pyrotechnician to blast off this wonderful show?
Well, I've got a trainee this year, local guy, that's stepping up to the plate, I hope, unless I scare him off this year with everything it takes to get it done. But tentatively speaking, I don't plan on renewing my license, which will expire in 2 years after this one.
Okay.
So I've got another 2 years, and then I'll still be around and help out, but hopefully I can pass the torch off to somebody else.
Well, we want to thank you for what you're doing. This is a, I'll tell you what, big-time community service. Bernie is heading the charge here and not getting paid for this. These volunteers are helping out just to make sure we can have a wonderful local fireworks display, because was there a year we did not have one?
There was. Yeah. And that rolls back, oh, man, probably around 8 years or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, time goes fast. But that year we weren't able to have one, and Mark mentioned that and brought it back up to my attention. You know, he said that it was really dead in town that weekend, you know. Yeah. We didn't have that display, and you know, he always wanted to make sure that we had a good 4th of July, and that's going to continue with Trey taking over, I think, and it's all going to be good.
Well, thanks for what you do, Bernie. It's it's a big, massive effort. A lot of hours go into this, and it's a wonderful show that are enjoyed by multitudes here in and around the Emporia area. So thanks, my friend, for all you do.
Hey, no problem, man. We enjoy it, or we wouldn't be doing it.
And thanks for your outstanding riding lawnmower repair work for me here a few weeks ago.
Stay away from those fence posts, Ron. At least you're not getting those nice little square yard signs that say mowing order in your yard, right?
All right, Bernie, hey, thanks. Thanks for coming in here this morning.
Thanks, Bernie. Hey, not a problem, man. Right. Thank you guys for all you do.
Yeah, Bernie Tosa, who leads the charge, head pyrotechnician for our 4th of July fireworks display. Chuck, our primetime newsmaker.
Primetime newsmaker. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Lori Douglas as we discuss the upcoming Brian Douglas Memorial Softball Tournament taking place a week from Saturday. We have some of our newsmakers scheduled next week already, so if you want one of those 720 to 730 newsmaker slots, call us, 620-342-1400.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. Good morning. It's 733.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course.